Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, I'm Dan Bespris, the host of Fantasy NBA Today, HoopBall's flagship full-season fantasy podcast. We cover every piece of news, every mock draft, every rank list, pickups, drops, buy lows, sell highs, and every sleeper candidate all year long, Monday through Friday. Come check us out. We're Fantasy NBA Today, and you can follow me on Twitter for updates at Dan Bespris, DanBesBris. We'll talk to you soon.
Ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking me for betting tips. I always get asked, who you got, Lakers or Clippers, Rodgers or Mahomes, and I'll tell you what I tell them. First off, I don't have Mitchell Trubisky. That's the one thing I'll tell them for sure. But second, and more importantly, where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And no matter where you bet, don't bet on Mitchell Trubisky. That's why I tell people to bet with MyBookie. MyBookie's rep is rock solid, and they've got the best odds, contests, and promotions in the business. They're the only place I trust to handle my NBA-related bets. This is the one sports book that's guaranteed to give me the best lines on the NFL playoffs, and let me tell you, this upcoming weekend of games, oh, it's going to be a doozy. You've got Buffalo and Baltimore, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Green Bay, and Los Angeles, and what I think is going to be a really fun game, Kansas City and Cleveland. Hopefully the Browns have their head coach back. You know me, and you know I don't give my stamp of approval very easily. To earn it, you've got to be the best at what you do. And MyBookie is the best sports book out there, period. It's simple. Sign up, enter promo code HoopBall, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Head over to MyBookie if you want to add a little excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Bet with the best. Bet with MyBookie.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Welcome on into the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast, a post-game edition. This was one of the rougher games that I think we've had this year, if not the roughest. Bulls lose 127-125 in overtime to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and this was nothing short of an epic collapse. It was. The Bulls had an 18-point lead at halftime and lost in overtime. The Bulls had a 16-point lead with 4:40 to go and lost. What else can you really say? The Bulls turned the ball over 24 times tonight against the Thunder. A Thunder team that is now, somehow, 500 despite the fact that they've traded away all of their players. Here was the Oklahoma City starting lineup tonight. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who had a great game. George Hill, Lu Dort, Darius Bazley, and Isaiah Roby. That isn't exactly Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul. I know they didn't play on the team at the same time, or Steven Adams or Andre Roberson or really anybody that was a part of the competitive Thunder the past 5 to 7 years. You had Mike Muscala coming off the bench, and he had 11 points and 6 rebounds. Hamidou Diallo played 14 minutes. Kenrick Williams. Who the hell is Kenrick Williams? He played 27 minutes and was a plus 21. The losses that you had on the last road trip, especially the 2 losses in LA, those are growing moments. Those are moments that you say, okay, this team is young. They're under a new coach in a new system. These losses happen. It will take time, but this team is showing signs that they're going to start to win games very soon. But I mean, come on. Against a team that is actively trying to lose, they traded away every single star player that they had. And you had an 18-point lead at halftime and you lost. And guess who was back? Lauri Markkanen. He was a minus 8 tonight. He had 5 fouls in the game. He scored 16 points, but he was a minus 8 in 35 minutes. I just don't know if Lauri Markkanen is going to fit into what Billy Donovan wants to do long term. I am more convinced by the game that Lauri Markkanen is not a part of this team next year. They decided to not extend his contract by that deadline, and thus he'll be a restricted free agent. And I don't think the Bulls will match whatever team decides to give him $17 million a year, because somebody is going to want to tap into the potential of Lauri Markkanen and pay him $17 million a year. And I don't think the Bulls are going to do that. Zach LaVine had 35 points tonight, but he had 6 turnovers. The starting backcourt of Kobe White and Zach LaVine combined for 10 of your 24 turnovers. Everybody that played, with the exception of Garrett Temple, had at least 2 turnovers. You're not going to win many games when you turn the ball over 24 times. And that's why the Bulls lost this game. They turned the ball over 24 times. The Thunder, they turned the ball over just 13 times. The Thunder had a 33-11 points off of turnover advantage. You want to know how to blow an 18-point lead? That's what you do. Because look at the other pure statistics. The Bulls were plus 12 in rebounding. They had a better field goal percentage. They were shooting 47%. Thunder were at 45%. Bulls shot 46% from beyond the arc. Thunder shot just 33%. Bulls were 21 of 46 from 3. Thunder were 15 of 45. Think about the differential there. The Bulls end up plus 18 on 3-point field goals. But they give that up because they were minus 22 on points off turnovers. And for the first time in quite a while, the Bulls were destroyed in the paint. Even though the Bulls were plus 12 in rebounding, they were a minus 24 in points in the paint. And that's because they could not stop Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who had 33 points on 13 of 19 shooting. When your 2-guard goes 13 of 19, that is a percentage, as I do my math here real quick, of 68%. When your 2-guard shoots 68% from the field, that is bad defense. Everybody in the starting lineup, with the exception of Darius Bazley and George Hill, so 3 guys, Lou Dort, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Isaiah Roby, all shot over 50% from the field. That Kenrick Williams guy, and where is Kenrick Williams from? I want to look this up. He's an undrafted player out of TCU in his 2nd season. When Kenrick Williams is 6 of 6 from the floor, a guy that I had never heard of prior to hitting record on this podcast, that's a bad sign. And look at the plus-minus numbers, and this is all because of the turnovers. Gilgeous-Alexander was a plus 18. Hill was a plus 20. Dort was a plus 21. Williams was a plus 21. Some guy that I've never heard of was a plus 21 tonight. That is unacceptable. The backcourt for the Bulls cannot turn the ball over like they did in the 2nd half tonight. And look, The numbers offensively are good again for Zach LaVine. 11 of 19 from the field, that's over 50%. 8 of 14 from beyond the arc, that's also over 50%. He scored 35 points. Zach LaVine has scored over 30 points in each of his last four games. But does that really matter if you're turning the ball over? And even though other guys were available tonight, you had a lot of guys come out of quarantine, the Bulls only played 9 guys. And while he didn't start, Otto Porter Jr. did play. He had 8 points, 8 rebounds on 3 of 7 shooting, so he's returning to that sixth man role. But only 7 Bulls played at least 20 minutes. Thad Young played 13, Denzel Valentine played 15. This is a Bulls team that at this point, I am worried about them running out of gas. And it's only the 12th game of the season. Bulls are now 4-8. Thunder are 6-6. You're only playing 9 guys. Tonight, your starting backcourt combined to play 87 minutes. LaVine had 43 minutes. White had 44 minutes. You're going to end up running these guys into the ground if you don't start playing some of your other guys. But maybe Billy Donovan, and this is not the fault of him or Arturis Karnišević, but more so the fault of John Paxson and Gar Foreman, that you have guys like Ryan Arcidiacono and Cristiano Felicio that are unplayable. You can't play these guys. And by the way, very intriguing to note that Daniel Gafford did not play tonight. Daniel Gafford has missed 2 of 12 games this year. So Billy Donovan elected not to play him tonight. Is that significant? I'm not so sure. But what I can tell you is this. Billy Donovan is going to substitute more like Tom Thibodeau and less like Fred Hoiberg and Jim Boylan. They are playing to win right now. They're not playing to develop. Even though you want to see development of some of your younger guys, you're going to end up seeing, more often than not, more of Garrett Temple and Thad Young and less of Devon Dodson and Daniel Gafford. Granted, I don't really think you're going to see that much of Devon Dodson anyway, but you're going to end up seeing a rotation of 9 to 10 guys if Gafford ends up playing anywhere in the range of 10 to 15 minutes a night. I can't feel good about a 2-point overtime loss to the Thunder. I could feel fine about a 2-point loss on the road to the Lakers. I could feel fine about a 3-point loss on the road to the Clippers. I can't feel fine about a 2-point road loss to the Thunder in overtime where you led by 16 points with 4.5 minutes to go. That to me is not acceptable. I don't care if this is a first-year coach or a 20th-year coach. If it's Jim Boylan or Greg Popovich, Billy Donovan, or anybody in between. You cannot surrender a 16-point lead with 4.5 minutes to go. Especially against a team that is as devoid of talent as the Oklahoma City Thunder. I understand we're 12 games in to a brand new regime under a brand new coaching staff. But these are the games you have to win. You cannot lose games on the road when you have a 16-point lead with 4.5 minutes to go. You just can't do it. Nobody respects you that way. And look, you're not going to turn the ball over 24 times most nights. I think we all can come to that agreement. That's not going to end up happening. But maybe the Bulls can use this game as a lesson to understand how to play better fundamental basketball down the stretch when you're protecting a lead. That's all it really is. And folks, you have to see a better performance on Sunday against the Dallas Mavericks, a team that you've already beat this year. But a team that, unlike the last time you played it, is going to have Luka Doncic back and is also going to have Kristaps Porzingis. How do you respond to this loss? Do you come out and play the same type of basketball that you did in the first half tonight? Or do you come out and lay an egg? I think that Sunday's game is one of the more defining games of the entire season. Because if you lose that game and you get blown out, it is a bad sign moving forward for where your team is going to trend finishing up the month of January. I think Sunday's game is as important, if not more important, than any other game that you've played so far this year. And then after that, you go to Houston and you play the Rockets, who just traded away James Harden and are a team in complete disarray. You've got a Texas two-step coming up in the next couple of ball games that could define the rest of your season. Let's see how the Bulls end up responding. This is it for the Hoop Ball Chicago Bulls podcast post-game edition. Bulls fall 127-125 in overtime to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Stick around after the episode for a word from one of our sponsors, but good night from Oklahoma City.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Support for Hoop Ball comes from Manscaped, who offers the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Happy New Year from Manscaped, who offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped is here to help you have clean balls for the new year. Ring in the new year with the right tools for the job. Happy 2021. Spoiler alert, hairy nuts are still gross. Step into the new year with the tree standing taller and shave your boys. Manscaped is here to give you a New Year's resolution that you'll actually want to keep. The Perfect Package 3.0 is the below-the-waist grooming package you need to start off strong this new year. Come out of quarantine with clean balls thanks to the Lawnmower 3.0. This waterproof and skin-safe trimmer will reduce nicks to your two best friends. It's also time to freshen up down there in the new year. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And for on-the-go freshness, you'll love the Crop Reviver Ball Toner Spray. Start the new year with a fresh set of testes thanks to Manscaped. Bring sexy back in 2021. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.